Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. And that whole discussion on Obamacare repeal you just heard, it's at the top of the agenda because it was at the top of the president's agenda when he ran. Immigration was at the top, too, and the border wall is still in play. Also, how to handle 12 million undocumented immigrants. That often leads the headlines when we talk about immigration. But the potential abuse of legal immigration, it might not arouse the fears of millions of people pouring over the border, but it is worth millions of dollars to big companies. The H-1B temporary guest worker visa program lets U.S. companies recruit about 85,000 highly skilled overseas workers every year, people the companies say they desperately need. It's a huge issue in the tech industry.
About half of America's Fortune 500 companies were founded by immigrants or children of immigrants. If these people can't feel safe and secure here in America, half of our economy is going to be in jeopardy.
That's Muhammad Ali. He's CEO of Carbonite. They're a data protection software and services company. He was on our show in early April. Now, President Trump has been critical of the H-1 program's lottery system. And last month, he said his administration would review how H-1Bs are doled out. In Congress, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois has spent years asking for H-1B reform. I sat down with Durbin in his Senate office, and he says the visas are rife with abuse, where companies use foreign workers to cut costs instead of following the intent of the program.
The premise of this was not to cost Americans any jobs. These were people we couldn't find in America doing things that Americans couldn't do. But that's not what's happening. Let me give you an example of a company in my home state that decided in the information technology branch of their company that they were going to try to replace their employees with H-1B employees from India. And here's how it worked. They told their employees, you're going to lose your job, you're going to be terminated, but we will give you an additional month's pay for every year of service on two conditions. Number one, you don't tell everybody that we're firing you. And number two, you train your replacement. Train your replacement. And so ultimately someone blew the whistle and the public got to know what was going on. The replacements were all going to be Indian employees coming over and displacing Americans. So it's exactly the opposite of what we set out to do in creating this H-1B visa. It's an exploitation of this opportunity. And it's something that Chuck Grassley and I have believed for a long, long time needs to be cleaned up.
You want to have American employers, if they do want to hire overseas for a highly skilled worker, to show first that they couldn't hire an American. I thought that American companies already had to do that, that they already had to show that they tried in good faith to hire an American.
We put an express requirement in this law, and I think we should. You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican in this last presidential campaign, this idea of creating jobs for Americans has to be our highest priority. And I think this is exactly the opposite. The exploitation of H-1B visas, which incidentally was highlighted by candidate Trump during his election campaign, is something that needs to come to an end. Yes, protect American jobs. I can't tell you how many engineers I've run into who lost their jobs with high-tech companies to an H-1B visa holder and then couldn't find work. And they said, basically, this person brought no more to the job than I did. They paid them less. And, you know, they were able to control them. When they come over with this visa, and they work for 3 years, and their employer really controls their lives for those 3 years. They can't go out shopping around for other jobs. So it's a racket that has to come to an end.
So if there is a racket that does go on and there is abuse, we do know that the Microsofts of the world, the Googles and the Intels, do come to you and do say, don't do away with the program. There are jobs that we need that there aren't enough Americans to do. They do make that argument, and they make it quite strongly.
They do. And I would say to them, you have legitimate needs. There are people that can be brought to the United States, which will make your company more profitable, keep it in the United States, and expand your employee base of American workers. But help us clean this mess up. There is absolutely no explanation why two or three companies in India end up with half of the H-1B visas each year, other than to displace American workers with Indian workers on a temporary basis.
So we're talking about a relatively small piece of the overall immigration reform problem in this country, right? I mean, I think we're talking about 85,000, 90,000 people.
Can I tell you what happened when we had the Gang of Eight writing the immigration reform bill? We were just coasting along on all of the important and tough, complex issues until we got to this one, H-1B visas. We were stuck on that for weeks, weeks of debate because there's so much money at stake here. I finally said, we can't call this comprehensive immigration reform anymore. This is comprehensive H-1B reform and other issues. There is so much money being made by these companies and by the placement of these employees on a temporary basis that it ended up almost capturing our entire debate.
So this is like low numbers, very high value, in other words, because of the wages at stake.
Very high value. And, you know, there are some areas where there are needs. I mean, for example, there are hospitals in inner cities that find it hard to get the medical personnel that they need. They can bring them in on H-1B visas from foreign countries and work in those hospitals. Otherwise, the hospitals might close. That's how desperate it is, even in the city of Chicago. You say, well, there ought to be plenty of nurses and others. There are, but they won't work in some of these places. So I want to be open and sensitive to it. But what's going on now is just rank exploitation.
So you say if a company is going to use workers like this, they can only have half of their workforce with visas.
That's right. We say if you're a company of more than 50 employees and you have more than half with H-1B visas, the red lights ought to be going off all around. There's a real question here. What is going on with this operation? Why would they need so many H-1B visa holders?
As hard as this was when you did the Gang of Eight and you did comprehensive immigration reform, that suggests to me that it's nearly impossible to move something like this on its own legislatively. Or maybe not, but does this issue kind of hang out there until the Congress gets back to immigration reform at some point?
Unless the president decides it's an issue of urgency, which he said during the campaign it was. If he decides that H-1B reform is important enough to push it in Congress, let's have this debate. Otherwise, will it happen by itself? Probably not.
Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you.